Jess, we start with something. It is a cliche, but it's true. My, how time flies. The first graduation for our local medical school, and you have a photo that highlights this.
Yeah, we do. We're able to get a photograph from the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine, and it was obviously taken before social distance protocols were in place. It's a group photo of the graduating class, and of course, they did their virtual graduation last Friday, May 8th, so we were able to get some graduation photos on page 17, but the cover shot is the group shot. And then the other photos on page 17 are John Hummer and some of the other officials who spoke to the virtual commencement
what
ceremony.
A time. So what a time to graduate as a doctor. I mean, it just highlights
right.
The importance of we had a doctor shortage. It was important anyway for more medical school graduates. But with this COVID-19 situation, we give our hats off to them and congratulations to them. And we're so grateful that we have a medical school now in Las Cruces.
Right. And, you know, what a weird time to graduate. What a weird time to start a residency program, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as you said, our hats are off to all these young graduates and our gratitude.
Absolutely. Well, White Sands has a new commanding general.
Well, he's been out there for a while, but he got promoted to Brigadier General. So David Tribule, I believe is the correct pronunciation, was promoted to that rank via teleconference. So all of that is on page 3 of the May 15th bulletin.
Yes, and we move along to, we were talking about COVID-19. We move along to another story related, and that's how funeral homes are dealing with this.
Yeah, our publisher, Richard Coulthard, sent me an email last week and said, you know, there's one part of this that we haven't really looked at. So I reached out to Chad Getz at Getz Funeral Home. He's the general manager over there. And just sent him some questions. It's a Q&A format interview on page 16 of the May 15th bulletin. And it's about how the funeral industry is adapting, and particularly Getz Funeral Home, to COVID-19. Some really fascinating things in there. I encourage people to read it. I think you'll learn something.
All right. In arts and entertainment, a very talented local artist, Michael Ponce.
Yeah, Michael was born and raised here, and then he bopped around a little bit on the East Coast and in London. He returned home recently, and he's reconnecting with his artistic roots. Mike Cook got a terrific story about how he's integrating all of his life experiences into the art that he's creating today. I think people will really enjoy that, and some terrific artwork that we were able to get photographs of as well.
Okay. Another story that deals with health that you have a story on here is the Amador Health Clinic, and a little information about them and also how they're dealing with COVID-19.
Well, and you know, we've done stories, and in fact, in the same issue, we have some stories about Mountain View and what they're doing. But the thing about the Amador Health Clinic is it's located on the same campus as the Community of Hope. So their clientele is very different than some of the other clinics would be serving. And Pamela Angel is the CEO, and she wrote it for us about what they're doing and how they're dealing with the pandemic. It's I was fascinated to read it.
Okay. We wrap up with a story about a Las Cruces native who has another type of health issue. He is waiting for a heart transplant.
Right. Spencer Lopez is only 29 years old. He should be having the time of his life, and instead he's fighting for it. He and his mother left last week to go up to Denver, where he's waiting for that heart transplant. His mother is Las Cruces artist Jenny McMahon, and I was able to interview her about Spencer's journey, which we began in late 2018, and now they're up in Denver. And although you said it's different from the other health stories, it isn't, because they're having to self-isolate in Denver. They're having to find a place to live for 6 to 12 months that they can stay safe, because they both have health issues. Clearly, his is life-threatening, that they have to be protected from COVID. So it's a weird time. It's a good story, I think, and I hope people will read it and send out their best wishes to Spencer as he undergoes this crazy time in his life.
Absolutely. Our best wishes to him and to his entire family, and we appreciate you sharing that story and all of the great content in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Jess, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. And for readers who just can't wait, make sure that they visit LasCrucesBulletin.com.
It's a lot of work, that website, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I can relate. I know about that.
Yes, yeah.